This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin at 7 this morning and continue till 6 in the evening. All arrangements are in place to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In Assam, Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goel, has appealed to all eligible voters to exercise their franchise in the assembly polls. Keralam has 2.71 crore voters. As many as 30,495 polling booths have been set up, of which 2,040 have been identified as sensitive. Tight security arrangements are in place. A public holiday has been declared today for the polling. In Puducherry, special theme-based polling stations reflecting the culture and heritage of the Union Territory have been set up. Chief Electoral Officer P. Jawahar expressed confidence that the voter turnout will exceed 90% this time, compared to 82.2% recorded in the 2021 assembly elections. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu, and first phase of voting is in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haldia in West Bengal today for the election campaign. He will address a public rally in Haldia Township, followed by rallies in Asansol and Suri, Birbhum. BJP President Nitin Nabin will travel from Siliguri to Malda this morning. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about the decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year. The Cabinet has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch event of the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal yesterday, Mr. Goyal said the India-US partnership is special and bilateral trade is growing rapidly. He said the launch of the portal is a timely and forward-looking step which reflects the depth of the partnership. Shaurya Divas will be observed today at Sardar Post in the border area of Kutch District in Gujarat. On this occasion, senior officials and personnel of the force will pay homage to the martyrs with a guard of honour, while tributes will also be offered through a band performance. Shaurya Divas is observed every year on April 9 to commemorate the exceptional courage and bravery displayed by security forces during the 1965 India-Pakistan conflict. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu. The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. In a post on his official X account, Mr. Grossi described the development as impressive progress by India in achieving criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam, a key step forward in fuel sustainability and the future of nuclear energy. He reaffirmed the IAEA's commitment to India, saying that the organization will continue supporting the safe and secure development of India's nuclear program. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by just one run at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs, Delhi Capitals made 209 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Batting first, Gujarat Titans made 210 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In today's match, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. It will start at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.